Just a few halachot for the Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Vayechi. Kaddish, shetefaso me'omed. If already he got caught standing already when they started the Kaddish, kegon Kaddish she'ahara amida ve'ahara halel, where you were standing already, she'ya omed b'tchilato yisher omed adachar aniyat amen yeshemer abba kula. Then you have to answer amen yeshemer abba. Once you answer yeshemer abba mevarach, you can sit down. וכן יש זה בכל הקדישים שמזדמן שהוא היה יושב כשחקו בקדיש. Let's say he was sitting when they started the קדיש, and a זקן or תמיד חכם walked by, so you have to stand up. Once already you have to stand up, you have to remain standing until you answer יש שמי רבה. So again, it's a קדיש תפסו מעומד. Really, if you're sitting according to Sfaradim, you're allowed to remain seated. Ashkenazim, they stand for the Kaddishim. Unless, like I told you now from the Ben Ish Chai, if you were caught already standing, then everybody should not go out of your way to sit down. Which is to be pointed out that on Lil Shabbat, many times the people after the Bechat Me'ain Sheva, they're standing already and they rush to sit right after the Kaddish Shabbat in order that they could sit down before the Kaddish. Already, you're standing already. How would that be more proper if you're standing already and they said the Kaddish? No different than after the Halil. That they say the Kaddish is standing already. Why are you rushing to sit? Therefore, you should stand until after you answer Yeshua ben Abba and then sit down as well. Keshem shesarich lezeh beberachat she'ena sericha, kach yizeh shelo leharbut bekaddishim. Just like you have to be careful not to make extra berachot, there's no mitzvah to add extra kaddishim, just to keep on saying kaddish over and over. Miu im lamad Torah shebichtav, which means, let's say you learned Torah shebichtav, you read the Chumash, whatever it may be, v'rotzeh lomar kaddish yeshlamah, ואחר כך למד תורה שבעל פה ואומר קדיש על ישראל, או להפך, לתלמבה, שאין בזה מרבה בקדישים. Which means, if you had a class in Nach, then you could say Tanach, you could say קדיש ישלמה. On Talmud, תורה שבעל פה, you make קדיש על ישראל. Okay, so a different class, each קדיש is valuable. ולכך נוהגים פועלינו לומר כל יום אחר כיבוד תורה שבעל פה קדיש על ישראל. Which means, what they do in Baghdad, he said, was they would make a shi'ur, they would say, I Israel after the shi'ur, v'agach lomdim te'ilim. And after the shi'ur in te'ilim, they would just read the te'ilim, they would say, Kaddish, yeah, shalama, that's what we do the nights of Shavuot as well, the night of Hoshana Rabbah, we say these Kaddishim as well.